The decisions have been made, but that hasn't stopped the politicians, consultants, and wonks from endlessly replaying the campaign. President-elect Donald Trump, without a shred of evidence, claims that 3 million fraudulent votes kept him from winning the popular vote. Democrats counter that voter manipulation and suppression tactics tamped down Clinton's support. Some liberals continue protesting Trump's Electoral College-fueled victory. In a post-election confab at Harvard University, erupted into a shouting match between Trump and Clinton campaign operatives. Rhode Island's election day went fairly well. There were some long lines at polling venues, but some of this was the symptom of a healthy democracy. Participation, which exceeded the 2012 presidential turnout. There's been little talk of fraud in the Ocean State. According to Secretary of State Nelly Gorbea, there's been only one case worth investigating, that of a Portsmouth voter who may have voted twice. The town canvassing board has turned that probe over to the police. Republican Steve Frias complained about mail ballot tampering in his close loss to House Speaker Nick Mattiello, but state police failed to turn up evidence of wrongdoing. While it's great that a state with a history of chicanery held an honest plebiscite, that doesn't mean we can't improve. One smart change would be early voting. This would make life more palatable for both poll workers and voters. Early voting was successful in Massachusetts, where about one of three votes were cast early. Gorbea says she'll once again ask the General Assembly to approve early voting, including the weekend before the Tuesday election. She envisions a four-hour window on Saturday and Sunday, plus a number of weekdays. Gorbea also says she'll take a close look at the state's voter ID law. An opponent of voter ID when she ran for the office, Gorbea says she's consulting with a group of Harvard and MIT researchers. They're studying the impact of the photo ID requirement. If the research shows the rules don't dilute turnout, Gorbea says she's willing to rethink her opposition. Voter ID laws have been criticized, mostly by Democrats, for making it more difficult to cast a ballot. Gorbea says the test is to ensure integrity while also pushing for the highest and most diverse turnout possible. As she puts it, it's harder to rig an election if you have a large number of voters. Another challenge is to make sure the voter rolls are accurate. That means wiping the rolls clean of dead people. Gorbea says there has been progress on this front by using a national database and checking with Social Security death records. She estimates that only about 1,500 names of the deceased remain on the state's roster, a tiny fraction out of more than 780,000 registered voters. When Trump made his fraud accusations, he cited problems in Virginia, California, and New Hampshire, but no one in New Hampshire in either party seemed to have any idea what he was talking about, according to the Boston Globe. John Marion, the Common Cause watchdog, says fraud by way of voter impersonation is largely a myth. In Rhode Island's long and florid history, electoral corruption has tended to involve absentee ballots or voter registration. That's what happened 60 years ago in the governor's race between Republican Chris Del Sesto and Democratic incumbent Dennis J. Roberts. Del Sesto won by 427 votes, but Roberts used a legal maneuver to suppress more than 5,000 absentee ballots. Four of the state Supreme Court justices, who Roberts played a role in putting on the bench, ruled in his favor. The fifth justice, Roberts' brother, recused himself. But Del Sesto had the last laugh. He ran again 2 years later and won the governorship.